This is the BGHS Bulldog Podcast. The reporters are Landon Whaley,
Kenny McNally,
Keenan Devaney,
and Ryder Bond.
Our first story today is the screen grab. People have been spending so much time on their phones. When they are on their phones, they do not pay attention to the time. Sometimes they are on their phones for hours and hours. It is not very healthy for you to be looking at the screen all day. All of the things that people do on their phones is that they look at TikTok videos. They keep on scrolling on their phones. People also post. They just keep on posting. Sometimes they get depressed by watching their phones. And they also get really frustrated by having to watch ads. On to you, Kenley.
Rising water levels in Jakarta are making it miserable for residents. There are many feet of water piling into their homes. Jakarta contains about 10.5 million people. These water levels are occurring because of the climate change in the area. State officials are saying that the key to saving Jakarta is to resettle millions of residents that live there. In the meantime, the government is saying another way they might be able to save Jakarta is to supply piped water to all of Jakarta by 2030. Officials are also taking measures for the high-risk neighborhoods in the area. This would be to put a coastal wall to help keep people out of harm. They are building a new Capitol building. It will be located deep in the rainforest of Borneo. That's all now for the story with Keenan.
Thank you, Kinley. I'm doing a report on Hungry for Change, and there is about 19 million people who live in food deserts. At least one-third of people live in within 10 miles or more from a grocery store, and most of them don't have transportation to get to the grocery stores. In both urban and rural food deserts, residents often have low-paying jobs. Grocery stores also tend to get bigger return for their money on non-perishable items. Last September, Joe Biden committed more than $8 billion in funding to end hunger nationwide by 2030. Now on to you, Ryder Bond.
Janice Wesley woke up one morning with her mind on freedom. She put a toothbrush and toothpaste in her purse and brought a leather coat, thinking it would be a cold night in jail, implying she was going to jail. She was going to participate in a march to end segregation, along with lots of other African Americans. The protesters, including Martin Luther King Jr., had been denied a permit to demonstrate, so they knew that they were most likely going to go to jail. The Birmingham protest took place for nearly a full century after the 14th Amendment to the U.S. The Constitution guaranteed equal rights to the Black Americans in 1963. But unfortunately, many more African Americans are still being discriminated against. Thank you for listening to the Bottom Bulldogs podcast.